Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is September 8th, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Before we take a look at the week that was, let's pause for a moment to point out that we have been predicting for months now that this fall was going to be very heavy duty for events.
That's right, David. And we do not point this out so we can thump our chests and yell, "We were right." The point of this website is to show that Vedic astrology does work as a system to understand the world we live in.
I find it to be the most useful tool for understanding the karma of one's own life as well as world events.
All right, so let's begin the first segment of the show.
Yes, and let's borrow from William Shakespeare's Hamlet and ask the eternal question, to bomb or not to bomb? That is the question.
All right.
The planet of truth, Jupiter, is transiting in Gemini, the sign that holds more than one point of view. It is also where the USA has no less than four of its natal planets.
Yeah, right now, Jupiter is transiting over the USA's natal sun. The sun is the planet of leadership and authority. And it also happens to be the ruler of the ninth house in the USA chart. The ninth house is the house of morals and ethics. Translation, when you have the sun as ruler of the ninth house, in other words, for Sagittarius rising charts, you believe you have moral authority.
So when you have the sun as ruler of the ninth in the sign of supreme duality, Gemini, what do you get? Two kinds of morality, two different standards of ethics, and a good potential for hypocrisy if you try to hold yourself and others to alternate standards. It's obvious that America firmly believes that it has the moral authority to lead the world and play gobble cop as it sees fit to do so. That's a quality of Sagittarius, the USA's rising sign. And with Jupiter, the planet of truth, passing over the sun's position, there is an expansion of this energy pattern.
The thing which makes it quite tricky all the way around is that the sun, as the ninth lord, and natal Jupiter, the ruler of the ascendant, the sense of self, by both being in the two-sided sign, Gemini, cannot help but take on the nature of duplicity. The truth becomes relative, and hypocrisy is quite close at hand.
Yes, and in this case of Syria, the cavalry wants to charge in now after more than 100,000 people are already dead and after 2+ years of carnage because a few hundred people got gassed. But please do not notice the fact that we good guys gave Saddam Hussein a couple of passes on gassing thousands to death in Halabja back in 1988, and the CIA provided the satellite intel which helped him gas Iranian troops also in 1988.
Yeah, well, this time we get televised congressional hearings, arguments from various leaders and pundits and so on. Well, it's to bomb or not to bomb. This is Jupiter in Gemini. Great for talk and debate, and there's been plenty of that. Just turn on any news program.
By last Wednesday, it appeared that most key congressional leaders, and of course, administration officials, have come out in favor to the bomb option. But polling shows the American public is 60% or more for the not to bomb option. Demonstrations against striking Syria were held all over the U.S. on the weekend, and at Vatican City, nearly 1 million people participated in a Peace for Syria vigil. Jupiter in Gemini also is inclined to a bit of hyperbole. A lot of the debate is about the war. The administration officials have been trying to counteract that Jupiterian expanded thinking by emphasizing this is just an action, not a war.
Sure, sure. We aren't starting a war. We're just going to go in and blow some shit up. No biggie. Just a bunch of cruise missiles. No one's going to react badly to that and retaliate, would they?
Oh, yeah.
The transit of Jupiter in the USA's seventh house of partner countries has produced some positive effect. Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters that he gets where President Obama is coming from. Putin said his differences with Obama aren't personal and aren't permanent. The president of Russia said he is against one-sided strike against Syria. But then he also said that Russia could get behind military action if it's proven incontrovertibly that the Bashar al-Assad regime used chemical weapons, and assuming the UN Security Council endorses a strike. But of course, that won't happen. So we're back to talking and debating and on and on.
That's a good example of Jupiter's signification as the planet of conciliation here in Gemini, the sign of diplomacy.
Yeah, but just in case diplomacy doesn't work, Russia already has 5 warships off the coast of Syria now, including a guided missile carrier, across the way from their naval base, which is at the port of Tartus in Syria. All right. Leaving that for now, let's go to another part of the heavens. Venus was going into its own sign, Libra, last Thursday as the G20 summit got down to business in St. Petersburg, Russia. Libra is the idealistic sign of balance and fairness. Venus is the planet of agreements.
But Venus has to contend with Saturn and Rahu. Rahu being one of the eclipse points indicates obscuring and confusion. Saturn is the planet of resistance to change, and all 3 planets are now receiving the nasty square aspect of combative Mars from its position in Cancer.
Tensions were high as President Obama landed in Russia last Thursday for the G20 summit amid controversy over the impending U.S. intervention in Syria and Russia's anti-gay laws.
As we have predicted previously, with this many malefic planets afflicting Venus, coming to any kind of agreement has got to be very highly problematic at this time. The summit was basically a flop. Obama did not get as much approval as he sought. The serious situation remains unresolved. You could say that Saturn, the planet that resists change, won in this go-around.
All right. Going back to a topic we have talked about for the past few weeks, Saturn is the planet of established order, and Rahu, the planet of transformation, are both in Libra, the sign of fairness and equality. And this has brought about new rules that seek to correct some of the unfairness in our laws, specifically the rights of same-sex couples.
Last week it was equality in filing federal income tax for gay couples. This week, it's the Department of Veterans Affairs' turn to jump on board. That is to say, partners of same-sex couples will now be eligible for spousal benefits if one of them had served in the military. And, in true Sagittarian fashion, the U.S. government is not content with changing its own rules, but is now seriously active in trying to change the Russian government's treatment of their gay population, even bringing up the subject at last week's G20 meeting.
And here's another take on the Saturn-Rahu being squared by Mars pattern. Saturn is stability and security, and Rahu is an eclipse point and it obscures things. And Mars attacks. And now we have Mercury, the planet of media reports, being opposed by Uranus, the planet of surprises. And so, on Friday, we got some surprising news that the National Security Administration, there's that word security, evidently has the capability of breaking any internet security code. That's right. Your supposedly secure password-protected online banking account, or credit card, or social media page, even your smartphone, all of that is a whole lot less secure than you ever imagined.
Let me guess, this disclosure comes courtesy of famed NSA leaker Snowden, who is now in Russia, who has documented how privacy on the internet is a false fear of reality. And let me add that this subject is very much linked to the USA's current Mars major period, Mars being the ruler of the 12th house of hidden actions for the USA. And note that Mars itself, transiting in Cancer, puts it in the USA's 8th house of secrets.
All right. So much for privacy in the age of the internet. And with that, we bid you adieu until next week.